Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day, Jim Stackpool here with another in our roundtable series talking about a really important and perennial topic about referrals. Whilst referrals have been around for a long time, are all referrals good referrals is one of the main points I want to get across. So a methodology that we adopt has to have some sort of switch in it to ensure we're getting and seeking the right referral. A lot of other things too about how we measure the referrals, how we track their performance, how we manage them. But anyway, it's what we have, this 12-step approach to referrals. Check it out. So the whole idea of referrals, you know, I think these are two really core principles about the whole referral process. The majority of clients are quite satisfied with the services and the majority of clients are willing to refer, but they don't for a whole host of reasons. And I think we see these common beliefs, you know, I forget to ask either. I'm uncomfortable asking. I've never liked asking. I'm just too busy. Why do I need referrals? What's in it for the client? Why would they give me a referral? I don't have a process I've found. I haven't got the skills to ask. I don't see it's my role. And I'm already getting enough. So all these are very, very common issues that we see with this whole concept of referrals. And so I guess one of the questions I want to address today is what is a productive referral? Because not all referrals are equal. So let's go one of the first conversations about this whole referral approaches with certainty. And we break it down into who we take it, how we take it, and when we do it in some way, shape, or form. And I want to just go on this who conversation first. I went when we started and we sort of had this whole approach to business growth and we're trying to maximize returns over time, all this sort of stuff. And you've seen Wobble Theory and this is the next book. And we're all working towards this big why we're working so hard. And we go through this first stage of growth, which we call the activity phase. And back here, we learn this whole, the key thing is yes habit. When provided, you know, and most firms don't survive their third birthday. So it's a really strong habit we build that we take on everything. And the growth of our businesses has always been built on referrals. And so what kicks in at about 1 year or 2 years or even less for some, the growth of this is done by referrals. It then puts us into another phase of growth and we grow again. But again, this is referrals. But the key thing, each time we go through these different phases of growth, and again, referrals, the key thing is it's different referrals. So we need referrals, but not all referrals are the same. Back here, every referral was good because we needed it. But as we start getting bigger, we have to be quite clear on what sort of is the ideal referral. We've got to recognize that whilst referrals will always grow our business, I think greater than our prices, greater than our website, greater than our Instagram account, greater than whoever might be running a business, but referrals change over time. And that's what we're trying to get out with this sort of grid and this sort of approach. And so we come to this grid on your handout. And so once firms get through their establishment activity phase in the activity zone, we actually want referrals, what I call in using this grid. If you look at this grid on your screen, we actually want referrals up in the discomfort zone. So we want referrals that are productive, not referrals that just keep us a little more active. And so one of the first things about before we go through a methodical approach to referrals is to identify what are those referrals we actually want and be quite clear and specific on the clients or the alliances that will actually give us the referrals that we want rather than referrals we don't want. So if we are in establishment phase and all business is good business, I get it. Referrals is a core element. But most of us on this call, and maybe most of us listening to this recording, are in some form of establishment phase, already past establishment phase, I should say. And so the idea about selecting the right referrals is crucial. And so we then need to tie, once we've got that concept of the right referral, we then need to tie it into, well, how do we go about doing this? Well, what is that process? Well, now I want to go through what I call the 12 steps of doing it. And so, but the key thing about these steps before we do it is just this consistency. And it's like anything if you're in the business of building a business that delivers advice, this whole need for be consistency. And sometimes that's a bit of a grind, I get it, but we've got to be consistent. Now that whole concept we just talked about about being quite specific who we're after. That's important, but we still have to be even more consistent with an approach. And that's what I want to run through with you now. What are these 12 steps as we go about doing these to set the context, state the capacity, set the sort of comp. So that's step three. That's step three there. Setting up capacity. This will be quite specific about the type of person we're seeking, not simply just anyone that lives and breathes and fogs a mirror. And then the ask question for the referral is step four of 12. We have an 80% response, 20% response, clarify and quantify the procedure from there in terms of the response, seek some introduction, note some thanks, make the contact, and then follow up accordingly. So let's just quickly go through. So setting the context is just that. We ask a favor. We tell the particular client who we think can give us the right type of referral. We're going through a growth phase. We're seeking the support of clients or alliances like yourself. Our growth has always come. You're just stating the obvious. So we're setting the context. You're going through a growth phase. If you're not going through a growth phase, don't go for referrals. Go from consolidation phase. But I would always challenge that there's always a need for productive referrals. But if you're not at that stage, if you're merging firms, bringing on new team members, changing platforms, bringing on hyper-end new clients, I'm not too sure if that's a wise move for some firms at some times. Let's say we are going through a growth phase. Key for these, particularly with existing clients and alliances, is to state that you have capacity for this type of new work. If you don't have capacity, you shouldn't be going through this whole process, because it'll just be throwing more mud up against the busy wall that we can't even service to date. So this balance between activity and productivity, we have to be able to state to existing, particularly clients, if they think, I'm not going to give you a referral because you're already too busy, then that's a key issue you've got to get across. So I have capacity, and it's not going to affect the way I look after you as an alliance or you as a client. And the third element is be quite specific. We're looking for people running businesses like you. We're looking for people that have got the same sort of issues when they're handing on the family farm. We're looking for people that are going through a similar transition out of a really high-end job to such and such. We're looking for people that we need to be quite specific. We're not looking for anyone. We're looking for people like in this particular profile. And this comes back to, well, who is in your discomfort zone and fees at the moment? And so at this stage in step three is when we're quite specific. We're not looking for everybody. And again, if you are in activity phase and you're looking for anybody, knock yourself out. But most of us on this call are looking for someone quite specific, and that's where we set our specific profile. And then we simply go through with the ask. Who do you know that might fit that profile? And that's step four. Step five is 80 to 90% of people will not respond to you with a name. They want to check with someone. They never know someone, never thought about someone. And so we just say something. It's an exception when people provide that. We have capacity for about X number of new clients every quarter in this particular area. If anyone comes to mind, let me know. And even if we can't help, we'll pass them on to someone else. So 80 to 90% of the asks don't eventuate. This is why this consistency is so crucial. And for the 10% of times when they do provide, has anyone else come to mind? And step seven is then, can you give me some background on these people? No, I don't know them. They've just, I've just noticed that they've just joined the firm I work at. So that's not a referral. If it's I'll give you a name because you're asking me for a name. But if they can't give you any background, it's not a referral, and I wouldn't push it past any further than that. But if they can give you some context, we know them well. We run the same group. We buy off the same supplier. We have adjacent farms. If there is something, tell me a bit about it, and tell me a bit what might be able to need the advice. What's their biggest challenge? What are they facing? Again, you're trying to qualify. Is this someone I really want to take on? And then we do the seek the introduction. Would you mind giving them a heads up? The best way we find is give them a call. And are you comfortable with it? No, I'm not comfortable giving them a call to say you might. That's up to you. I said, again, I wouldn't proceed. So if they're not going to give you an introduction to someone that they know, then I wouldn't proceed with it. I think you've got busy enough work, particularly if it's an outside comfort zone type client. I'm seeking that introduction in some way. I'll try to make that introduction as easy as possible. Could you make contact with them next month, next fortnight? I will promise to follow up after that. If you miss them, please leave a voicemail, drop them an email, and I'll promise to contact them after that time. And that's probably an easier way, particularly if you're dealing with busy people. You can't talk on the phone. I just send them an email, and I'll promise to follow up. If you send an email by the end of this month, I'll promise to follow up next week or next month, whenever it is. Send that referrer a note of thanks if they did give you a name, which is step nine. Step 10, make contact. Now, for many, this is the hardest piece. So I've got an introduction, I've got some qualification, I've been given a heads up, and I just say, g'day, whoever they are, our firm advises whoever the referrer is. I believe they have let you know we'll be in contact. They suggested a quick conversation identifies any value for us to get together. They weren't sure if you'd be interested. Simple as that. And if they say no or yes or maybe, whatever, and most people say, nah, yes, not right now, I'm too busy, but we still send them stuff. And so we say, thanks for making it good to have a quick conversation. You send them a positioning clip of your business that you wrote that's been about who you, some happy clients, or you send them a white paper that you've developed, or you send them an anonymous client's advice path. So this is the sort of work we do. And you send them a link to your site. So you're then following up with some stuff on that. Step 11, step 12, just to let you know we met, we're going ahead. This is no, we reached out. No, that wasn't a referrer for us. It's really strong, as you can tell, on getting specific on who I want and then getting clarity on that person from the referrer and then getting their permission to do the introduction. So there's really key points there. And so what are the benchmarks? What do we think are some of the core benchmarks of growth? So we sort of say, once you start the referral process, when you're specifically targeting a certain group, expect little in the first 3 or 4 months. And it's getting this, it doesn't just turn up overnight. And so this is where if you're not consistent and you're trying it for 3 months, you don't get any new referrals and you drop it. And unfortunately, that's when it looks like, you know, it's like anything, it takes time. And so we generally find that first 3 months, maybe even 4, not much. So then we start to expect some responses past that. So we then start getting some referrals. But again, I'm being quite specific about them, and I might start getting only one referral for every 4 times I'm asking after about 3 or 4 months. Because people don't leave your place thinking, how am I going to find Jared a referral? They don't think about that. They don't think about everything you talked about. But if they're coming in, and some people will never refer, ever refer. They don't want anyone to share their advisor. I get that too. But there's a small minority that says, yeah, I'll keep my eyes and ears open. And when they hear a need, then if you've got capacity, they're going to put your name forward. And so I think this is just letting people know you've got capacity, but has a lead time. Expect one introduction for every 4 referral sort in that 3 to 9 months. And so if you're not keep asking, you're not going to get. And then after 9 months, because the network starts building and more people who are in your specific niche that you're searching for know you have capacity and that starts working, then we start to get 2 out of 3 referrals. And so of the specific target market. But we have to keep going. Really important, start recording the asks from day one. So we want to know what is the stat. And so I did ask this, they weren't relevant, I did ask these people. And so starting to record this number to really see, is your referral process working? Is it something with your skills? Is it something with the process? Just getting consistency without recording it is silly. And so we have to get some level of how many asks has been made and how many referrals, which obviously again comes up for some sort of recording mechanism to understand what is my conversion rate of referrals to ask. A question, I'll come back to this, when do we ask? But it set this, and so who should be asking? And in some ways, as more and more of the back office comes into the front office and more people have client contact, and provided we're all quite aware of which clients are outside our comfort zone, who shouldn't be asking for referrals is another way to look at it. And so it's generally been seen as the domain of the advisor, those people at the front. But as more and more, as I say, the back office comes into the front office and more first chair and second chair. And so this ask, whether it's at a significant review meeting or an annual meeting with a client, or as soon as we actually sign a client up and they become a client, who is the actual person, anyone that I think is in the meetings, being the first or second chair, should over time be having some KPIs around their asks and their gains. All new inquiries need to be determined. So we need to identify, of course, if someone does come in, where did you come from? How did we hear about you? Just to ensure we can link who the referrers are and who the referrers aren't. They're really core elements to this whole approach. And the big question for me about when do you ask? As soon as you delivered value. So this isn't 3 or 6 months after the signing of a toe for a new client. This is as soon as the client has engaged you and signed the toe, then we start asking. And so I don't think you need to get your investments into place or get the estate plan into place or put the aged care plan into place or get the insurance through or convert the superannuation balances across. I think that's all product-based thinking. I think as soon as you've had a discovery, as soon as they've said, we want to go down the path you're selling to, you're providing to us, then as soon as they've said, I'm committing to you, that's when we start asking at that engagement meeting, even sometimes pre-SOA, but post terms of engagement signing. There you go, what do you think? Referrals, is this, everyone's speaking there clearly about the consistency and getting a consistent approach. But I think unless we're targeting our referrals in what I call that hotspot, that outside comfort zone of where we are today, we'll just get more of the same, which generates more activity. And that just generates us making more busy, not productive. And so this is really key, I think, identify first before we commit to any referrals, that we're getting the right sort. Obviously, too, we wouldn't do referrals unless you had capacity and also the need and discipline to stick with it. Because as I was saying there before, numbers really don't start showing up for a number of months. And if we stop before the momentum actually gets a chance to build, we're not going to have any sense of it might work. And it's one of the reasons why people are on and off about referrals. But they are the most consistent methodology we know in all our work with advisory firms many, many years that actually grow firms productively, referrals. Alliances through direct to specific groups, it's slightly different, but along a similar theme. But these are the mechanisms by which we believe, and I think increasingly as more of our back office comes into the front office, more roles need to be quite, again, disciplined in our approach to them seeking referrals. So KPIs, I think, on all those first and second chairs have contact with clients. Anyway, as always, love to get your feedback on this. It is a vital element of how we grow productively, not actively. And I'd like any feedback you provide. Jim Stackpole signing out. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.